getting to know our local area pastors. It's time for The Pastor's Perspective on KCIS.
Hi, my name is Rob Reardon, and my wife and I are the pastors at the Salvation Army Seattle Temple, located in North Seattle. We'd love for you to join us at the Salvation Army. We're located on Greenwood Avenue North at North 95th Street. We love God and we love people. We're a community who gather to hear from the living God and then look for ways to serve others. We strive to save souls, grow saints, and serve suffering humanity, and we'd love to have you see what we're all about. What do you do when you feel like you're up against a wall? When the deck is seemingly stacked against you, how do you react? For most of us, our natural instinct is to fight back and defend ourselves. And when loved ones are involved, we dig in and fight to protect those closest to us. In the book of Daniel, the Babylonian king Nebuchadnezzar attacked Jerusalem, ransacked the temple, and returned to Babylon with treasured items from Jerusalem's temple, as well as young men from the royal family. In effect, Nebuchadnezzar kidnapped Jerusalem's brightest and best to be Babylonian slaves. I think it's safe to say that the deck was stacked against those young men who had been taken captive from Jerusalem, and we can learn valuable life lessons from what is recorded of Daniel's response. In Daniel chapter 1, verse 8, we read how Daniel stood firm in his resolve not to succumb to the power of the king by eating food and drinking wine that could have defiled him. In somewhat of a bargain with his handlers, Daniel pledged that after 10 days of eating only vegetables and drinking only water, his health would equal that of the others who consumed the king's rations. God honored Daniel's faith, and after the 10 days were up, we read that Daniel and his compatriots looked healthier and better nourished than any of the young men who ate the royal food. There's an old Sunday school song written by Philip Bliss that says, "Dare to be a Daniel, dare to stand alone, dare to have a purpose firm, and dare to make it known." In some ways, to the outsider, it may look as though all hope was lost as Daniel and the other Jewish young men left their homes as captives of Babylon. But on this side of history, we're able to see the bigger, more complete picture that shows us how God was working behind the scenes the entire time. What circumstances or predicaments are you facing today? Are you able to stand firm in your faith like Daniel? Can you dare trust the God of the universe to honor your faith? I pray that through whatever it is you're facing today, that God Himself will give you the courage to stand firm and confident in the knowledge that God will see you through.
You've been listening to Pastor Rob Reardon of the Seattle Temple of the Salvation Army. For more details about the church, visit seattletemple.salvationarmy.org. To get involved with the Pastor's Perspective feature on KCIS, you can call our front desk at 206-546-7350. You can also find out more information and listen to previous perspectives at kcisradio.com.